Yeah, it is. I think you go through a long year, and around Christmas time, it does feel a long year. And you get to this point of the year, the sun starts shining, and you understand why it's a long year and why you put every week's training, you put it in, because you want to be involved in these games. And something now for the past few years, we've had the luxury of being involved in. And long may that continue, because we all love these days, and it's a great memory again today. Standing crowd, 15,000, great to have 15,000 on, and Glasgow's fans will be great as well.
You've managed to cross the line twice, a couple that went missing as well. I mean, you almost got them. I mean, they were brilliant efforts to try and get the other two as well.
Yeah, we were just creating some space in the midfield. I think it looks as though there's more space than what it is, so it ended up being a bit tight in that corner, but I was pretty disappointed not to get one of them. To go out twice, I'd like to think I'd get them next time, but I'm happy to take two. I was glad to get another one at the end, thanks to Goody doing some magic footwork. But yeah, I think last 20 minutes opened up a bit for us, and lads started hitting holes and hitting lines, and we were getting over closer and closer, so I was glad to get over.
You're the joint top try scorer in European Champions Cup history. That is quite something.
Yeah, I am happy. I think it's hard not to be, but I've definitely been of the mindset throughout my career that it carries on, and you look up and up, and I don't want to stop yet. I'm there now, and I'm very thankful of that. It's a lot down to the teams that I've been involved in, but there's some great names up there, and I don't want to stop on level. I'd like to think that there's a few more to come yet, and hopefully while I'm still here, that'll include a couple of trophies.
You mentioned the awesome atmosphere here today, but going to face Munster in Ireland, it'll be... Yeah. You know, equally big. You know what to expect.
Yeah, we do, thankfully. I think that's definitely the experience of going to places like that, and winning will definitely go in our favour. But yeah, it's a very different kettle of fish. There's going to be a lot of lovely Munster fans, shall I say, knocking around Dublin for that weekend. They love it, they're mad for it, and just like today did, you can feel the atmosphere, it just goes up another level, having a big away crowd. And we've always done well at those kind of places, and we relish the challenge, and Munster have had a great year, and I think they'll be very emotional and very up for the game, and it's something to look forward to.
And just finally, Warren Gatland will have been watching today, and he'll be impressed by that. I mean, he'll be looking for finishes in New Zealand.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'd like to think that's something I can do, but I think there's a lot of good wingers around. In the Six Nations especially, but we'll see what happens. I honestly don't think I'm anywhere near, but it's nice to have my name up and involved around such an elite group of players. I do think it's not going to be my year this time, but yeah, like I said, it's nice to be mentioned around these kind of teams, but I think I'm just below the cut, unfortunately.
Well, we'll wait and see. Europe's top try scorer might well get a call.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate.